Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back in Wednesday edition, Fesco in the Morning, along with Bob Fesco. I'm Josh Klingler, Ryan Witkowski producing, as always. Wednesdays at 9 o'clock, we talk to the skipper, Royals manager Mike Matheny. It's not every day, though, we talk to him after his birthday, in which he was thrown out of a game. Did the umpire not know it was your birthday?
Apparently not. Yeah, he didn't get that memo.
Yeah, I mean, and your 50th birthday as well. Like, this is a milestone, and you get tossed out of the game. I mean, so what was the game like sitting in your office watching last night?
Yeah, not the same, but I wanted that win so bad. Newberry kind of pitched out of a tough spot, hoping that might be that momentum shift, but just frustrating to watch. Brady's been so good, and he wasn't as sharp as he normally is, but you hate to see when it just gets made worse, maybe not getting some calls we needed.
Yeah, you know, and we've seen around baseball, especially this year, with you know, umpires making calls, and you know, it makes Twitter and everybody talks about them. How difficult is it for a Major League Baseball team to have to prepare for the opposition, but also prepare for who's officiating that game? Because from my seat, that's kind of bunk, man. Like, you shouldn't have to prepare for officials in a sporting event.
No, actually, I think that may have happened more in the past. They're trying to be held to a higher accountability, to where they're being graded on how many pitches that they miss. You know, back in the day, you knew if there was a umpire had kind of a short straw with a certain team, you could stretch the plate off a foot and a half, and they'd call whatever they wanted to call. There wasn't any TV, there wasn't any repercussions, and you know, I'd have umpires get over there and say, "Hey, when that kid comes back up here, you know, get in the other batter's box and he's got no chance." I mean, we would literally do those sort of things. You don't get away with that really anymore. They're trying to be held to a higher level of accountability, but you're just going to have days when it just isn't clicking right, and that one wasn't a good one.
Did you ever tell him who was coming in after Singer to pitch, or did you just let him figure it out by himself?
No, he didn't like that a whole lot, so the conversation turned pretty quick when I told him he could figure it out, and he let me know he didn't like that, and that gave me an opportunity to let him know just how much I didn't like his strike zone. And after that, I don't really know what was said, to be honest with you.
Well, I think it's a brilliant answer, though. It's so like something I would do, Mike. Like who's pitching next? Figure it out yourself.
I thought the face covering would save you too. If you had the face covering on, you shouldn't be able to hear you.
Yeah, I thought we were socially safe and everything. He had rubber gloves on. I mean, we were in good shape. But, I didn't think he'd take the offense that he took. But, I knew it was bothering Brady. Brady does a real nice job of maintaining his emotions. But you could see early on, and he knew he needed a little help. When he executed a pitch, he just needed it to be called to get him back into account. And it seemed like every time the count switched, there was something bad happened right behind it. Now, we all take ownership and realize we can all do our jobs better. And I know Brady would love to have an opportunity to get back out there and be. And then he's going to get another opportunity to get back out. But last night, he knew we wanted that win bad, and couldn't find that location like he wanted.
How vital is it to get him one more start before heading into the winter break?
Yeah, I'd love to get all of them a bunch more. Yeah. That's the bad thing is we're leaving this. Just guys are kind of finding a rhythm, especially with these starting pitches, some of these younger guys. And they need to learn so many lessons, and we need to win. We know that. That's our goal. But after that, they're only going to learn some of these things at the major league level, playing against major league competition in this close to a major league environment as we have right now. And would love to continue to watch them progress and throw because they're doing so many things really well right now.
Talking with Mike Matheny, Royals manager here on 610 Sports Radio. And when we mentioned it was your birthday yesterday, and obviously getting tossed from a game isn't the best gift in the world. What's the best birthday gift you've ever got?
Yeah. I think my dad watched that that movie, A Christmas Story, long before I ever did. And so he pulled that whole deal. He knew I wanted a BB gun. I don't think it was a Red Ryder carbine action one, but he knew I wanted that more than anything. And we celebrated, and then he hid the BB gun behind the sofa and then showed it to me. And, I spent a lot of hours with that BB gun. But that's the one that probably stands out more than any other.
Did you shoot your eye out?
I never did. Nope. Didn't shoot my eye out either. So that was always a plus. But I shot a whole lot of other things, I'll tell you that.
Well, we got some squirrels in the backyard. After the season's over, you want to come out and sit on the patio pick off some squirrels. I'd be more than happy to have you over. I'll get a bottle of red wine, and we can sit out there and shoot at them if you want.
Well, without incriminating ourselves here, let's just leave this one alone for now. But I'd love to continue the conversation.
I'm all in on that one.
You've got a neighbor, you might have to run that by first.
Forget about him. Yeah, not too worried about him. Pedro is up for maybe the Tiger job. Vance Wilson may be up for that Tiger job as well. Guys may be up for other managerial jobs. If they do get that job, what's the best piece of advice you can give them as a manager in baseball?
Yeah, and I really do hope. First of all, I don't want to lose either one of these guys. I want to tell you how great this staff has been to work with. As an overall staff, the best group I've ever been around as far as how they prepare, they care for these guys at a level that's really unique at the professional level. But their skill set and, things that you look for in this position, and everybody has their interpretation of what it is anymore, but it's an evolving position. There's no doubt about it, but it is about baseball IQ and obviously the tactics and understanding all the analytics and looking for every edge you can have. But it's more about EQ, and these guys have emotional intelligence. They communicate exceptionally well. They both have had a really good resumes and had great experiences, and I've had those conversations with them both about how exciting this is, and let's start working on a couple things maybe that might be part of this new interview process, because it is a new process and it's multi-layered. There's a lot of people involved, so you got to make sure you kind of run through the gamut of preparation. But I think each of them has kind of their own message of, hey, this might be something you need to think about, whether it's preparing for some questions at the end to ask, or whether it's addressing some things that we know are weaknesses. And it's a high level interview that I think teams are taking more than just the old school, let's sit down and have a conversation. They're running them through, an obstacle course to get this job.
We're getting to the final games of the season. How are you still evaluating? How are you looking at these last few games as you unfortunately are heading kind of closer to the off season?
Yeah, and I made a promise to these guys that we're going to talk about nothing but winning. And there are some players that we'll continue to want to see, and we understand that we need to evaluate all the time. But we're all being evaluated. We're all being challenged and judged every single time we go out and do our job. I believe it's a safer place for these guys to do what they need to do when the expectation stays the same. So as we head down this last little stretch, the expectation is perfection. And what do we need to do to get better? Every single thing that we do all the time, and not be distracted by things that are out of our control. Because right now, out of our control is our record, where we stand, what the postseason looks like. What we can control is this next pitch and how we go about our game. And they bought into that. That's why it's been such a fun group to work with. They're always looking for something each day, and they're putting in that time and effort to improve, and they have improved. Whether or not record dictates that is up for interpretation, but I'll tell you, just looking firsthand and watching case by case each of these players and the group as a whole in their mindset and their mentality, the belief in themselves, they've taken significant steps forward.
You know, last week, I guess it was end of last week, you talked about Mondi being a player like you've never seen or managed a player like Mondi before. How does he reach that potential of what are saying is a potential MVP type of player?
Yeah, I think a lot of it's just going to be contact and being able to manipulate the strike zone a little bit better. Obviously, we talk a lot about two strikes, especially with a player like Mondi's skill set. To run like he does, when he puts the ball in play, even the data tells us. I mean, he gets on base a high percentage of time when he puts the ball in play. So it's going to be a very clear work agenda for him with strike zone management. There's some great drills and there's some things that we're going to spend a lot of time talking with Mondi, and hopefully he's going to get the opportunity to work this winter on figuring out his strike zone, understanding the top of the zone as well as the bottom. He's a good low ball hitter. There's going to be times there's going to be swing and miss and chase. It's just how quick can we get into that mode of I'm going to put the ball in play and I'm going to change the game when I put the ball in play. The sooner that we can help him get not just to that mindset, because he is. The guy's working so hard to not strike out. Sometimes you're thinking so much about not striking out. It's like going out to the mound and tell a guy, don't walk this guy. I mean, it sometimes can become counterproductive. But overall, the skill set he has, you're talking about potential 100 base stealer here. I don't think the game's seen anybody like Mondesi in a long time, and it's all going to come down to us being able to help him get tighter on that strike zone, take walks, put the ball in play, and then let him do his thing.
All right, who are you taking, Roger Clemens in his prime or Bobby Witt?
Oh man, boy, Roger, be nice to have. I tell you what, though, probably going to get a look at Bobby again this fall, and I continue to hear great things. So, when you get the T-shirt made, just go ahead and send me one.
I will.
I was waiting for your follow-up, Bob. He's going to be on the opening day roster next year.
That's next week's question. Right, we'll wrap up the season. Look forward to next year. Okay, we'll say, is Bobby Witt going to be on the opening day roster?
We'll save that for next week, Mike. Looking forward to seeing you for the full nine innings tonight, all right?
Well, we'll see. We'll start it.
That's right. Mike Matheny, Royals manager, joins us on Wednesdays here on 610 Sports Radio. And he's good about, you know, us giving him a hard time about getting tossed on his birthday.
Well, so. Because it was
50th birthday yesterday, and he got ejected. So.
Because they were squeezing Brady Singer.
He'll remember that one.
Yeah. What'd you do for your 50th birthday? Well, saw about four innings of a baseball game.
I was managing a game.
Yep.
And then I wasn't.
I wasn't. I was gone. Last thing I remember was saying is figure it out for yourself.
At least you had a nice
I mean, that's a way to go down,
finishing
brother.
Line. He's not Costanza coming back the next day with the comeback, yeah. Right? He had it right
well,
there.
Well, the jerk store called, and they're running out of you. Now, that would have been a great line to use to the umpire. Yeah,
that would get you thrown out, too.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.